Welcome back, independent thinkers, truth seekers, and conversationalists. On this next segment, we have a story about Bill Maher, who is the leftist host on HBO for many, many years, decades. I don't know exactly how long his show has been going now, but for probably 20-plus years would be my guess. And Bill Maher would be a classic liberal. Yet, here's a clip of Bill Maher from his show.
Newell, as one of the few people in the public eye who's gone through life and never had kids, someone has to tell me, why am I always having to defend them? I don't even like kids. But I also think it's every adult's job to protect them.
That's pretty extreme MAGA right extremism and white nationalism at this point to say you care about protecting kids. I thought the left wants to trans all the kids, turn them into little LGBTQ activists. But Bill Maher is actually talking some sense here. And on his Friday show, in his last segment on his new rules, he goes into quite a long conversation about this. And I'm finding myself, for a lot part, agreeing with him, because Bill Maher would be what you call a classic liberal. There's a lot that we wouldn't agree on, but I think there are parts that we could find some crossover here. And one of the parts is protecting kids from adults. I think we would agree on. I'm very much against all this crap that Nickelodeon, and what's weird about this is the left now has decided that Nickelodeon's bad for what they did back in the day, but somehow what Disney's doing is just fine, even though it's the exact same thing, in some ways worse. Well, Bill Maher would be a classic liberal and someone that's against what we call wokeness now, or the far left and the extreme. He goes on talking about how they need to protect kids' innocence. And we're going to have quite a few clips on that, because in my mind, anything like this, we would agree that we need a one-strike rule. I think the law is not harsh enough. I think it should be much harsher. If you commit murder, or you attempt murder, or you sexually assault anyone, I think it's one and done. You're gone forever. I don't care how old you are. I don't care the situation. In my mind, that you failed to murder someone is no different than actually killing them. That you remove them from the streets forever. That is what we have prisons for. And we're going to play several clips from Bill Maher's show and discuss it in detail today on the Cash Lawrence Show. We'll be right back. You don't want to miss it. Well, welcome back, independent thinkers, truth seekers, and conversationalists. We're back, and we're going to get back into the clips of Bill Maher on his show as part of his new rules. If you don't know, HBO Max, they recently released a series called Quiet on Set, which goes over what Nickelodeon has been doing to sexualize kids. Now, I personally haven't had a chance to watch it yet. I'm sure I will at some point. But what caught my attention was Bill Maher's reaction to it, because he would be a leftist. So you think he would be basically saying what a lot of the left is saying right now, is that it's perfectly okay to sexualize children and to push LGBTQ agenda on them and try to trans the kids and hide it from the parents. Did you ever think we'd be talking about parents' rights? But that's exactly what the left is trying to push for, is that the kids are theirs and that we should push the parents out of the decisions in their lives. Even people like Hillary Clinton has publicly talked about this, how she thinks that the parents are a problem and that the school should decide what children learn and do not learn. And so we're gonna play the clip two right now about how Nickelodeon is okay to sexualize kids, but apparently Disney's not. So here's clip two from Bill Maher's show.
OMG. Nickelodeon, it wasn't a studio, it was Neverland Ranch with craft services. It is just scene after scene, clip after clip, of the child stars of their day being subjected to obviously inappropriate, highly sexualized degradation and quite a few pickles going through glory holes. So I don't know if this documentary is the talk of your town, but it is out here because it didn't just expose a dangerous workplace. It also exposed hypocrisy. Because it must be pointed out that when the evil governor of Florida was saying the exact same thing about kids and creepy stuff at Disney that liberals now find intolerable at Nickelodeon, he was dismissed as a hick and a bigot. But why would a kids' content factory like Disney be all that different than the one at Nickelodeon? A 2014 CNN report discovered that at least 35 Disney employees had been arrested for sex crimes against children. You know, Willie Sutton said he robbed banks because that's where the money is. And the reason we find pedophiles in the Boy Scouts and the rectory and kids' TV is that's where the kids are.
Sheesh. But he, again, he's right. I gotta agree with what he's saying. No kidding. He's bringing up Neverland Ranch, which is Michael Jackson's old private theme park, which he was allegedly assaulting kids at. And one in particular that he went to trial for, and he ended up winning. He was found not guilty criminally. However, he did an out-of-court civil lawsuit settlement with the family. We can leave that up to you, what you think or do not think about that. But when he's referring to Neverland Ranch, that's what he's talking about, is Michael Jackson's famous theme park, which, to my knowledge, is still in existence. It's still in private hands. I don't think it's open to the public at the time. But adults are the ones that are supposed to protect children's innocence. That is ultimately what we're talking about here, is that children have a certain innocence to them. They have a certain nature. They don't understand the world the way that we do. They don't look at the world the way that we do. And we're supposed to protect them and keep that veil in place. That adults are not there to harm children. And anyone that would do that should be in prison. And I can't believe that one went to jail for it and then Disney hired back on kids' shows. That is absolutely insane. How is that guy out of prison, let alone working with children again? We are supposed to be the adults. It's supposed to be up to us to protect children, to let them go play with planes and cars and Barbies or whatever. To color with crayons, I don't care. Watch cartoons. But not have parents and not have adults that refuse to protect them, that instead sexualize them. This is a big problem in our society that needs to be resolved. And to incredible to Bill Maher's credit for being willing to share it with his audience and talk about it. You got to tip my cap to some point. And he brings up the liberal hypocrisy with, again, also, I would agree with how, you know, up in Florida, Ron DeSantis was trying to protect kids from Disney, and the left lost their minds. They called it the Don't Say Gay Bill. Don't say gay. Not that he was trying to protect children from being sexualized by these books and drag queens showing up to kids as young as kindergarten, first grade, and third grade, second grade. How could anybody be against that? I don't think Ron DeSantis went far enough. They should all the way until they're an adult. Once you're 18, you can make your own decisions. If you want to go to a drag show, if you want to read a sexual book once you're 18, by all means, you're an adult. But to do it as a child, we need to say no. It's us to adults to protect our children. Just like we wouldn't let them watch porn, I hope, or see magazines with nudity in them. Some parents protect them from certain violence, language, whatever the case may be. Children don't have the same rights as adults do. They don't get to make the same decisions that we do. And we need to do more to protect them, especially if, like where you talk about, where Bill Maher is talking about here, if you put a bunch of kids there, that's going to attract hopefully mostly good people, innocent adults who love children and want to make content. But you also got to watch out for pedophiles. And we need, as a society, to be more aware of this and more conscious of this and especially if this happens, to immediately throw those pedophiles in jail. But here's the next clip.
And people who believe in social justice have agreed this is wrong and this is bad, and exposing kids to an adult world of lurid costumes and garish makeup borders on abuse. Now, hurry up and get in the car. We're late for Drag Queen Story Hour. Not that there's anything wrong with being a drag queen, but maybe it's time to admit that sometimes Drag Queen Story Hour is more for the queen than the kids. Sure, kids love a clown, but does the clown have to have tits? And when I see a five-year-old tipping at a bar under a sign that says it's not gonna lick itself, do I have to pretend that's cool in order to keep my liberal ID card? Sorry, I can't do that.
Again, agree, he's speaking facts. Bill Maher is actually speaking facts that I hope most Americans would agree with. This whole idea of the social justice warrior BS, when really what it's about is perverting society and destroying society and doing harm to children. How can anyone look at a picture of a man dressed in woman's clothing with big fake tits think that's okay to be around children? I say you get that pedo, you get the hell out of that school and throw them in prison. Now, again, whatever adults want to do in adult time, even though I personally don't agree with it, and I don't ever want to see it, if an adult wants to dress up and drag and go be in adult spaces, then by all means, on your adult time, in your adult space, do it. I don't care. But not to children. We do draw a line with children. How are parents okay with this? How are parents not rising up in anger and frustration and getting rid of these school boards and kicking every one of these sick bastards the hell away from children? What has happened to the sanity in this country where a dude could dress up in women's clothes and put on fake tits and walk into a school and be applauded? Again, agree with Bill Maher. This isn't about the kids. This is about adults trying to get a permission and acceptance from children. And this is wrong. This is wrong in every way and should be illegal everywhere in the United States. Why would an adult male want to dress up in drag and then strip dance in front of children and have them put dollar bills in their G-string? This is sick and disgusting. I can't believe I have to stand here and talk about it. It's hard to believe that this is real. It's hard to believe that this is something that's actually happening. Yet, these leftist woke ideologues pretend to have this fake outrage and demand inclusion. If this is inclusion, if this is equity of putting male drag queens in front of children, then I want nothing to do with it. And I hope everybody stands up and says no, because that's what it's going to take. No male should be comfortable being around children like that at all. They should be scared to death of what will happen to them legally. Now, I'm not calling for any violence because they're going to try to twist my words. I'm not calling for anyone to do anything illegal. I'm saying it should be illegal, and we should use the law to stop it legally, peacefully, and patriotically. Stop this from happening and protect children's innocence. And I don't give a damn about a liberal card. I you listen to the show, but for someone like Bill Maher to have the courage to stand up to the loony left and say this is wrong, I applaud him. I absolutely applaud Bill Maher. I can't believe I'm saying this, but he is someone that I would say that's on the left that in some ways it can agree with and that some parts can be, you know, a part of. That there is some crossover there. Whereas the farther and farther the left pushes, the less and less crossover that we have. But I think on one, protecting children, we would agree with. So now we're going to go on to clip four.
I've said it before, wokeness is not an extension of liberalism anymore. It's more often taking something so far that it becomes the opposite. Teaching kids not to hate or judge those who are different, great. Proud we got there, all for that. But at a certain point, inclusion becomes promotion. And contrary to current progressive dogma, children aren't miniature adults wise beyond their years. They're morons. They're gullible morons who'll believe anything and just want to please grown-ups. And they don't have any frame of reference. So they normalize whatever's happening. That's why endlessly talking about gender to six-year-olds isn't just inappropriate. It's what the law would call entrapment.
Yes. Yes. Who would disagree with that statement? Correct, Bill Maher. And wokeness, the only thing I guess is a technicality that I would say against that is wokeness is never an extension of leftism. It's always been about perversion. Right from the get-go is try to push the what they call the liberals or the leftists way far to one side of the aisle. It was never about middle. It was never an extension of the left wing. It's because we don't have better words to describe it. It is its own entity, its own thing. It's tried to capture the left and pervert it into something that it's not. To pervert it into perverting kids. And making pedophilia okay. And this is wrong then and it's wrong now. It's wrong when Disney does it. It's wrong when Nickelodeon does it. And it's wrong when any sick bastard does it. They all should be in prison. Every last one of them. Anyone that would try to sexualize a child should be immediately thrown in prison. I have no problem saying that. And I will stand by that statement for my entire life. We must defend children's innocence. That shouldn't be controversial at all. That shouldn't be something that anyone disagrees with. And I really question any single person who would stand up and look at a drag queen being around children and think that is okay. Or doing obviously sexual situations and using children to live out some kind of sick fantasy. And the thing is, people have not changed. They're just the sickos are just more open about it because they think society is more accepting of it. They think they have so much power that nothing can be done to them or they won't get caught. When they walk into a school in drag or they try to dance in front of children or sexualize children, they just think nothing can be done. They just think that the left will slander you into submission, that they'll call you a racist, bigot, homophobe, transphobe, white nationalist, supremacists, whatever they can call you, a Nazi, just to shut you up, that people will just stay silent and let them do whatever they want. Inclusion has never been about right or wrong. Inclusion has always been about promoting some radical ideology. It is that simple. It is really that simple. The left tries to make everything complicated to try to convolute these individual situations, but it's not. It's just not complicated. There is right and there is wrong. There is black and there is right. Children are innocent. Adults are not. And we as adults must realize that and protect children's innocence until they are adults. And any adult that doesn't should be thrown in prison. But this whole idea of inclusion and this DEI is straight out of the Marxist communist book. And make no mistake that these leftists that are pushing these radical ideologies are Marxist communists. I hope I'm not being unclear. I hope everyone understands what I'm saying. These evil people are Marxists and communists. They're un-American words I can't say because it's a clean podcast, but I'm sure everyone wants to know where I want to go there. Entertainment for children should be innocent, and the children should be innocent, and not grooming kids to do something that is obviously wrong to anyone that looks at it. And what I don't understand is, why would adults want a child audience? What do they gain out of this? And I'm going to end the show there and leave you to answer that question yourself. Is this about the children? Or for the adults, is this about the adults? But thank you all for listening. This is the Cash Lauren Show. We'll be back tomorrow. And make sure you subscribe. But most importantly, share an American First message with your friends and your family. We'll talk again tomorrow. Good night.